It's Thursday. It's crunch time. Tis the final segment, which means we, well, we do this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
It's the Thursday lightning round. I knew this eventually be coming round, and I really got nothing here. Let's get to it. The lightning round. Wow.
A plus for admitting that you've got nothing.
I got nothing.
That is accurate.
Honesty is the best answer. All the every time.
I got nothing. The lightning round.
Huzzah!
All right. Sam Miller wrote an incredible article for ESPN today about all about how good Mike Trout is. Not only does he fill up the stat sheet with things like runs, RBIs, stolen bases, and home runs, but it's the little things that nobody notices, like not hitting into double plays, playing incredible defense, drawing walks at an incredible pace, and more. All of these things help boost his WAR, wins above replacement. Right now, Trout is on pace for a 14.2 WAR season, the highest ever for a position player, beating out the all-time record set by Babe Ruth in 1923. No player has gotten over 11 since Barry Bonds in 01 and 02, and the last person with 12 or more was Carl Yastrzemski in 1967.
Triple crown season.
What percent chance do you give Mike Trout of having a 12-plus WAR season this year?
You know, this is one of those things where we joke about if you take a guy's numbers at the quarter pole and just multiply them by four. You know how many times we've had an 86-homer season and a guy driving in 274 runs and batting .386 with 146 stolen bases? A lot. I give him 5% chance.
Joe Panik was on pace for 162 home runs at one point this season.
Exactly.
The Mariners can't seem to catch a break. Their new ace, James Paxton, threw a no-hitter just a week ago. Then they lost their second baseman for the rest of the season because of a positive PED test. And yesterday, they were shut out for 7 2/3 of innings by big, sexy Bartolo Colon, who was out there playing defense with his belly. Seattle is only 2.5 games back of the Astros in the AL West, a half game back of the Angels for the second wildcard spot. It's almost like Jerry DePoto knew that Cano might go down for a PED suspension, so now they're able to play D. Gordon, who has a gold glove, back at second base. What percent chance do you give the Mariners of making the playoffs?
Yeah, now there's a problem. I didn't think, remember, I thought they were an 82-84 win team to start with. With the way Felix is pitching, my goodness, his ERA is near 6. Marco Gonzalez is an unproven. Mike Leake is just a 30-year-old who's never achieved what a lot of people thought coming out of Arizona State. I give them 5% also. I'm doling out pictures of Lincoln.
$5 bills. Yeah. I thought you were going
$5, $10, $15, $20, $25, $30. Stop!
Through 42 games, the Atlanta Braves lead the NL East by one game over the Phillies, two games over the Nationals. The Braves are ahead of schedule for their rebuild thanks to young talents such as Ozzie Albies and Ronald Acuna. The offense has the best runs per game in the NL, but the pitching has been okay. Their team ERA is just slightly better than league average, while the two teams they are ahead of in the AL East have the second and third best ERA in the NL. The Phillies are another team that have had a schedule for the rebuild, and the Nationals were under 500 on May 1st, which has been the ultimate curse in baseball, as no team has ever made the playoffs while being under 500 when the calendar turned to May. The race for the NL East is going to be so very fun. Who wins the AL East, the Braves, the Phillies, or the Nationals?
Yeah, you know, as much as I love what the Braves are doing and look forward to the future, just Foltynewicz and Newcomb in the middle of that rotation, they're not going to end up with 2.5 and 2.7 ERAs. Reality is going to hit them. And I think I've kind of had a theme for most of the year, even when they started out slowly. This division is still all about the Nats. I'm going with Washington.
Brandon Belt is angry with MLB umpires. He took a late strikeout in yesterday's game against the Reds that probably wasn't a strike, but Belt is claiming that it was called a strike because the umpire just wanted to go home. Like, it's a Little League game. I've been there. He's got a good eye for the strike zone. He drew 104 walks in 2016 while only getting 4 intentional walks, so he has a good general idea of what the strike zone should be, I think. Brandon Belt's anger towards MLB umpires is blank.
Well, normally I would say it doesn't matter, but it wasn't a strike last night, and it ended the game, and he was completely justified in being angry, and man, that is a very common theme. Umpires are like, man, if this is a strike, I had a nice $70 bottle of wine, a little bit of steak, maybe some shrimp, maybe meet my wife or girlfriend.
I have a flight to catch.
We're out of here. So in the heat of the moment, you can't fault his anger. Overall, I'd like to do more research, but if I were him, I'd be like, oh, come on, that's a let's get out of here strike. So dude is justified.
All right, last one. As is tradition in the NBA, whether it be during their draft lottery reveal or the playoffs, they are taking a very long and unnecessary break. The Cleveland LeBron Jameses are down 2-0 to the Boston Cheaters, and the Rockets and Warriors are tied at 1. LeBron has done everything for the Cleveland Jameses this postseason, and he's finally showing that he's out of gas and can't do it any longer. Might be nice right about now to have a player like Kyrie Irving on his team to do a little shooting and scoring so LeBron could take a break. Just saying. Kevin Durant has been the best Warrior on the court in the Western Conference Finals, and it turns out it's hard to beat a team that can't miss from three like the Rockets did when they went 16 for 42 from three. So we've seen two games from each series. Who will be in the finals? Warriors-Cavs, Warriors-Cheaters, Rockets-Cavs, Rockets-Cheaters.
By the way, the fact that you mentioned the break they're taking, there is no game tomorrow or Friday. Either conference doesn't make sense.
It's like the draft lottery.
Yeah, right now, Warriors and Celtics. I hate me more than any of you ever could right now, and I will take that to the bank.